It's time for our high school update. Today we swing on over to Coldwater High School and Principal Bill Milnes and the high school students, juniors and seniors, just coming off the annual prom. A great night. I understand just a great decorations at both locations, at Bella Vista and at the high school. A lot of enthusiasm, which really kind of marks the beginning of the end for the school year, didn't it, Bill?
Yeah, we kick off this time of year on full steam, and we had a wonderful night. I'm so grateful. Cammie Duda, Carrie McGuire, our advisors, and the junior students and parents put on just a great under the big top night for us there Saturday night and early Sunday morning here at the high school. And it's just a great tribute to the fact that when it's time to do something for the kids, the whole community comes on board and helps out. But yeah, it kicks off a lot of things for us here.
Kind of run down the calendar of what the students and maybe the parents should be looking for here in the next 6 weeks or so.
Well, yeah, and the best place for that, they can go to our website and look at that calendar. It's about a page and a half. you know, a big thing for us academically, we've got our advanced placement testing that starts next week, and almost any day of the week over the next 2 weeks, we're going to have students taking those tests, and we're very proud of how they do and how well the teachers prepare them to succeed on those tests. And we usually have several scholars every year, which are recognized by the College Board. And so that's a good time for us. We're going to kick off that event with a Sunday night open house where we celebrate how we've done, but also give students and teachers a chance to get one more prep session in before they start the testing. And we just had our National Honor Society induction this last Sunday evening, and where we brought in, I think, about 32 new members of kids. And it's just a great time to celebrate academics and quality instruction and students succeeding.
At the same time, you're working on planning ahead for next year already, too.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, those events, like I said, May is full of those graduation events and the concerts and everything. I do encourage parents to look at our calendar. But as we're already now looking for next year, we're putting some final touches on our schedule planning. We've been incorporating a new focus hour this semester, which has gone very, very well, giving the students time during their school day to get extra help from their teachers. We're going to tweak that a little bit next year. We're looking at how to involve programming for the new aquatic center. The career center is adding a new robotics program. It's one of the first in the state. That's exciting, as well as the Algebra 2 and sign language classes that they teach there now. It's a great partnership we have with them. And one of the things that we have asked them to be very flexible on is our schedule for next year. We're planning on an early release Wednesday. And for 75 minutes every Wednesday, the teachers will have the time that they need to take us to the next level for kids. That does impact the programming there at the Career Center, and they've been very flexible with us. We greatly appreciate that. But just a lot of exciting things that I think will help keep us continue to get better for the kids here at not only CHS, but the entire school district. I'm actually on my way to a district meeting right now, and we're all going to be meeting about collaborating on the changes that are going to be happening for next year.
Well, so that means on Wednesdays, what, about 1:15 or so, the high school would be getting out then?
Yeah, we'll get out about 1:30. We will start our day a little earlier and end our day a little later. Some final decisions are being made on that so that we can let everybody know. Very likely, though, the high school will be from 7:50 to 2:50. So we've got a little bit of adjustment there, and so on those Wednesdays, we will probably get out about 1:30. Again, have busing for the kids, and we've got to talk about the activities that we'll have for those students that actually stay around here because they might have practices. We have a lot of students involved in athletics. So, again, putting some final touches on all that to make sure the parents and the students have a clear understanding of how all that's going to work.
Yeah, at the same time, as you said, you've got all the activities going on for graduation and the seniors and all their events, but also you'll be welcoming in the eighth graders here soon to kind of give them a tour and an idea of what they can expect for next year as ninth graders.
Yeah, it's nice. We bring them in now for a lunch after the seniors are gone. We invite the eighth graders to come over and go over a lot of this with them because that's a nice opportunity to have all of them there. We have some open house nights in the fall, but this is a nice time in June to bring them all over and talk about all the different opportunities they have to be involved in school and the expectations and how they should set up themselves for success. It is an extremely exciting time of year. Even though it's overwhelming and busy, it's extremely exciting.
All right, Bill, thanks for the update. And again, folks, you get the full calendar on the Coldwater Schools website, coldwaterschools.org, to stay up to date on everything that's happening. And we'll stay up to date with you. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Ken. Have a great day.
You too. That's Coldwater High School Principal Bill Milnes with us this morning in our high school update.